It's that time again. The Peace and Love Academic Scholarship, PALAS for short, is holding its fourth annual international 12-hour telethon to raise funds for education in Jamaica and the Caribbean. It all happens on Saturday, July 17th from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern. But we need your help to provide 80 scholarships this year. Visit palace1.org to see the success stories and to make your tax-deductible donations. We thank you so much.
What's up, girl? Oh, Chris, I don't hear from him for a long time, you know. I've seen Chris all over the world. Yeah, I'm so proud of him. Hold on. Okay, no, I'll have to call you back. I'll call you back a little later, shortly. Alright, go.
Mama, where would I be, Lord? Where would I be? Where would I be without my mama? Mommy, me love you, there's nothing I'd put above you. No house, nor no girl, nor no car. Stand firm in all my life, nothing about you. From a barn, me and you are par. Mommy, I'm a princess, mommy, I'm a dance. First lady, I'm a life, a girl, I'm beyond that stand. Special dedication to the big woman. From your love, your mama made me see your hand. The bus a blank to your mama, light up to your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you see your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy, she bring you come here. From your heart, tell me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Mama never had it easy at night. We held down 'cause our mama's teaching, and in the scripture she blessed her believed in. Real thing, if I never mama, I wouldn't believe it. So put a blank to your mama, light up to your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you see your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy, she bring you from ya. From your heart, tell me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Hey yo, how come my mama this yes, how come my mama this you? We gave a birth, I'm last, yes, all of this. How come my mama this yes, how come my mama this? Anything you want, you will get this, I'll be promised. So anything you want, anything at all, anything you need, my mama prays to God. And this year is a son for Selector, you better pull up the one you see your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy, she bring you come here. From your heart, tell me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Put a blank to your mama, light up to your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you see your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud. I make you know you're happy, she bring you from ya. From your heart, tell me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man.
When I grow up, I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a midwife.
I want to be an inventor.
You say I'm a future. How do you live?
It's that time again. The Peace and Love Academic Scholarship, PALACE for short, is holding its fourth annual International 12-Hour Telethon to raise funds for education in Jamaica and the Caribbean. It all happens on Saturday, July 17th from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern. But we need your help to provide 80 scholarships this year. Visit PALACE1.org to see the success stories and to make your tax-deductible donation. We thank you so much.
My brother's keeper. Change starts with one. One thought, one idea, one determination. With the faith to take a leap and the will to take a stand, believing that yes, I can. But no man is an island, no man stands alone. At times, it takes a village to bring the point home. The tree cannot bear good fruit on its own. Consequently, we shall all reap what we've sown. PALACE affords us the opportunity to form a new generation, one of peace and love. However, it all starts with one. You, me, without prejudice, the philosophy, one God, one aim, one destiny. Our future depends on it, one way or another. Let's show the world that I am the keeper of my brother. Calling my Jamaicans and the proud people of the Caribbean, for out of many, we are one. Let's come together strong. We must lend a helping hand. Let's accept the challenge in preserving young minds for posterity. A good education is the key. Let's invest in our future, our children, our community. Remember, a vacant mind is a terrible waste. Help us, help them fill that empty space, preventing them from being left behind, headed for a life sentence, death, or during hard times, lost in a world of violence and crime. Let our actions be more effective than our tongue. Come on, my people, let's show them how it's done. Our future depends on it, one way or another. Let's show the world that I am the keeper of my brother. Let's invest in our children, for they are the future. I am my brother's keeper. Are you?
Truly amazing. Look at the world today.
women of Africa, gender. Strong women, women of Jamaica, gender. Strong women, women of America, gender. Strong women, women of the world, gender.
Now is the time for us to show love to our brothers and sisters of the world. Come together as one.
Women, women of Africa, gender. Strong women, women of Jamaica, gender. Strong women, women of America, gender. Strong women, women of the world, gender. We hear you.
Come together as one.
It's time for love, not pride.
women of Africa, stand up. Strong women, women of Jamaica, stand up. Strong women, women of America, stand up. Strong women, women of the world, stand up. We hear you.
Yes, I want to say big love and good afternoon, good morning to you and you and you and you and you. Yes, you. Hey, you know, things happen at inopportune times. You know, my mic kind of get out of the way here. I hope you're able to hear me. It's the Doc Ev right here on the mic this afternoon. One of my favorite time in the year when we get an opportunity. I call it an opportunity to give forward to those.
So I guess you can hear me now, right, Doctor? Doctor, can you hear me now?
Yes, I
oh my God,
you.
I was wondering what was going on over on that side. I mean, it's 25 minutes after, and we haven't even talked about the palace and trying to get these folks to donate. And I mean, we've got what, 35 minutes to try to get our quota in.
I well, you know, well of course, we'll try to make up for time, you know, in terms of these electronic media house things and the challenges that I have sometimes. It's kind of a little bit difficult to figure out what is happening. Our engineering department wasn't on call. But anyway, folks, I want to say big love and good afternoon to you all, and welcome into another year of Palace. I want to say big love to the big man, the hero man over there on the other side, Mr. Ruler Brown. And, of course, by now, it's 11 years. A lot of you, if you haven't heard of Palace, you probably are not on social media. You're not properly connected to the groups that matter, because we are here for a long time. 11 years is a long time, and substantive, successful impact on children in Jamaica. And we're just talking about some brilliant pygmy. When we are gone school, we try to be bright, even though we try to get bright. But we won't even have a chance. Maybe I wouldn't even have a chance to get from Palace Scholarship because we're bright. No, I can tell you, I have common sense. And this is the wonderful thing about Jamaica. We have common sense, but we are very bright, 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 bright. But I work hard, though. I absolutely work hard. So there are kids like myself or in Jamaica who did not have the tools, who did not have the know-how, who did not have parents who were able to impart certain information to them, so we get it right. You know, we got some big licking and we're behind to say, hey, go check up your book. But we don't have nobody to tell us what was in the book. I don't know when you got to school. So we have an opportunity to help change some of that. And through Palace, we can do that. So I want you, yeah, I'm talking to you, to pick up your phone. Give us a call, 661-467-2407, that's 661-467-2407. Let's hear what you have to say. Those of you who have heard about Palace, those of you who have seen the Palace have been doing over the year, give us a call. And you know what to do, www.palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org. And hit the donate button and put a little note in it that, hey, CRS, you're listening to CRS. And you know what? We will back up that donation of yours also. All right? HB, I know you had a show early on. Didn't get a chance to get much of it. But tell me what went on over there. I think I lost him again there. All right, guys, 661-467-2407, that's 661-467-2407. Give us a call. gonna take a little ad here and give you a little update, and we'll come back in a little bit. Sharon's Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, the Dr.
F. It's that time again. The Peace and Love Academic Scholarship, PALACE for short, is holding its fourth annual international 12-hour telethon to raise funds for education in Jamaica and the Caribbean. It all happens on Saturday, July 17th from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern. But we need your help to provide 80 scholarships this year. Visit palaceone.org to see the success stories and to make your tax-deductible donations. We thank you so much.
Yeah, we thank you in advance. That's what we're talking. HB, coming and talk to me. Well, that sound rhymey and all of that kind of stuff. HB must be gone sleep. I'm going to take a big, big song. I don't know if you've been hearing some of these music before, but I lost my mic earlier on in the show. Forgive me. Maybe it's my overall excitement why I am having such a problem this year. Not that it was any better than last year, but last year we didn't have any show. We had a lot of things happening last year that make it not possible, and also because of the pandemic and all of that bad good stuff. We didn't have a ceremony, and you know that is a problem because we had an overwhelming over 450 students applying for scholarship, the biggest, the most we've ever had. And one of the reasons why is that everybody kind of got left out of everything. The pandemic came and just kind of just make a clean sweep. People, and of course, the word is still getting out there that PALACE is there helping folks. So with all of that, and everybody getting shut out of everything, PALACE, there is much more demand on PALACE. So folks, when you talk about 450 scholarships, and the donation we get is just a little drop in the bucket, we're not even able to, possibly going to be able to give 100 of those scholarships. Kind of, you see what I'm saying? 350 students who are more than qualified for a scholarship will not be able to get a scholarship because we don't have the funds for them. And this is where you come in. This is where you come in. Just $1. Listen, I have over 40,000 people in all of my network, all of the different groups, and so over $40,000 folks. Can you imagine if everyone just decide they're just going to give $1? That is $40,000 right here, just in our group, $40,000. I'm not talking about $10 or even $20. And there are a whole lot of folks who are able to give $10 or $20, and $30. Because when we don't have the amount of funding for the scholarship that we committed to, then most of us directors and very close friends, they have to dig deep down in their pocket because we can't afford not to have these folks who depend on us so much have a scholarship. There's so much physician who had to drop out of school because they may have a couple thousand dollars in order to pay some fees. You wouldn't even understand. And this is why I'm pleading to you, literally begging you at this moment. Give me a call, 661-467-2407, and make a pledge. Make a pledge, no matter what it is. Sometimes you think, well, I don't have enough. What is enough? A dollar. I wouldn't say less than a dollar because you know how the system takes things. A dollar. Commit a dollar, please. 661-467-2407. That's 661-427-2407. 661-467-2407. Got to get in some music, Miss Natasha Stream. It is CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show.
You say I'm future. Help me. gone. Money in them pocket and the crime gone down. Show them a way of to get out of this slump. Cause them want only for riches. Every ghetto youth want to be out there. No come from no poor background. Can't teach them that no more. Cause them know what life says. They need equal opportunities, proper education facilities, so they can help their families. You say I'm a future. Tell the youth, please. I know every ghetto youth want to pick up the gun, but life's so hard and the money now run. And poverty lead them astray, them say crime not pay. But you pay some, and it costs some life. They don't care where it's coming from, yeah, turn that eye, that's the norm, yeah. But I tell her, you put on the gun, what you live by, you die by, go have some fun.
Marjorie Ellis, wherever you are out there, I want to say much, much love to you. I know we have some big work to do with the Crescent Mission as well. So we're not only just rooting for Palace in general. We have an adapted school, Crescent College, over in Spanish Town. Hey, hold on, folks. Let me tell you something. Sometime how rough Jamaica is. Me left Jamaica almost a million years ago, literally. That is about a million years ago. And three of us, and them time it was like a skinny mug of picnic, three of us, I sit down on one bench. Can you imagine? Three picnic, I sit down on one bench. I say, a lucky thing, them time they were the mug, a little bit skinny. It is still at...
So, Doctor, how are we doing on the donations?
I don't know yet. So, what we're doing, I say, three of us sitting on one bench. This is what is happening in Jamaica. So, when we talk about the struggles of students, when you talk about what they're doing in order to survive in school and to do well, how can you really flourish in a situation like that? Yes, but they do. And this is where we're reaching out to help. You have a lot of these students who study for exam and not able to get the fees. go sit the exam, reach at the very door and not able to put their feet through these doors. So this is why we are asking and helping. I mean, HB just asked me for the tally. I don't know the tally of who has made a donation yet, and we'll have that, and we'll be able to put that on our webpage. But in the meantime, if you're out there and you want to contribute even a dollar. Now, $350 is for a full scholarship for 1 year. That's the amount, based on the contributions we get, that's the amount we allot to a high school student for a year. So we're not talking about tens and tens of thousands of dollars. And at least one of this, they hopefully will get to really giving us substantial scholarships to each student. So just $350. But if you don't have $350, or you have $10, or you have $5, or you have $1, give us a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Or just go straight to the Palace website, www.palas1.org. www.palas1.org. And folks, it's a 503C. I never know it's 50C3 or C3. I always get it backward, left, right, and center. Organization, meaning that every penny that you contribute, you can take it off of your taxes. Come on, folks. Let me go to the phone line and see. If you'd like to chat with us, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Just press 1 on your telephone keypad. We have quite a bit of people online, but I don't want to pick up your line just in case you don't want to talk to me. Let's go to the phone line, 770. I'm going to be pulling you up here. 770, good evening. This is the Palace Telethon. How you doing?
Dr. Evelyn Richardson, how are you doing? You're a hero, man.
This is the hero.
boy, I tell you. Dr. Ev, well, go on. I see you dropping some big dollars. Go on, you know. You're Mr. Brown.
Lord of mercy. You know, we're just talking earlier on. I said, can you imagine? We have over 40,000 on my side, 40,000 wonderful fans. Can you imagine everybody just decided to give $1? I mean, I'm talking about $10. No, if we are going to the corners.
You know, but I get that time going now, you know. That time. That time, you want that time mash up the place, the AOAs. Hey, folks, before that time continues, I know it's her show. But let me just say this, and I mentioned it early on. I remember, you know, this thing you talk about partnering with Palace and $350. Dr. Ev came on the team about 2 years after we got started, and I remembered one time we got a dollar. And me and I called and we talked to each other in pure excitement. And she came up with this idea of partnering with Palace, $350. And I just want to bring that up because it just comes recently. She's busy with some other major project. You know, this lady has about 5 PhDs, 9 masters. Stop. How are you doing, Doc? Oh, my God. Talk to me, man.
My hero, man. What would you? We must kind of start turn hero there in the middle of it. This is so, and as you know very well, my passion when it comes on to Palace, my passion when it comes on to giving back. And folks who have listened to the show on your show hear me say every week, and every time I come on, and every year I come on, the broken record. And I have to say this again, because sometimes people don't understand what poverty means. Poverty for a young child, especially people in Jamaica, although we never know that we're poor. You walk barefoot to school with no prep, nor one frock can I use. I was telling my friend last night how we usually use the iron, put the coconut ox and make up fire and use the banana leaf and rub off the smoke off it, press with clothes. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Shine up with foot with some coconut oil where your mother make. Like Saturday night, usually make coconut oil and you shine your foot with the coconut oil. Of course, we never know how them things they are good something. We shine your foot with coconut oil. And you hear you have a little girl who usually sell a mango food, mango, orange, anything we can get in order to survive. But whatever we get is not to buy sneaker or clothes nor anything. It's to the very existence of our family. But here is a little girl who was dreaming of bigger and better things. Because me didn't make a promise to myself, me not going to wash no dirty clothes and put no big wash pan for my head and walk with my husband's shoes are, I never think about husbands. Some, you know, when you walk in a Jamaica, your breast down the back of the shoes and your foot back and split up. Me didn't see that picture on my head. That's not going to be me. Not going to be at all. So therefore, I have to fight my way educationally because that's the way you get out of the poverty that I was in. And from climbing mango tree and aki tree and orange tree and all of that with a dream in our hand, I'm able to be standing here or sitting here and talking to you and praying to you today. Folks, www.palas1.org and the ERA man, which we call Mr. ERA Brown, relentlessly, sweatingly, I don't know what you don't do to make sure this organization continues and now is getting stronger over 11 years.
Just indeed.
Come in and understand the joy of what this means to the kids out there. And Rola, tell us a little bit about how much money and how much scholarship. And give us some example of some of the big-time doctors, them through Palace, that we helped to get their education started.
Well, as you said and as you know, started off small, and with your initial help and some of the guidance, and then you probably sometimes push back on some ideas that you come up with off-the-wall ideas, but I keep on saying, Doc, we don't have the support. We don't have the mechanism to make it happen. You know, Doc will come up with them. Good ideas, you know, but we just never had the personnel to make it happen. And the boat was small then, started off with four of us, and Doc came on board, and she was working, Caribbean Radio Show, Facebook, everything. You remember the first time we got $30,000 from Sagicor? You remember we were pushing this thing about trying to get the most likes, and we won $30,000.
Yes.
So Doc has been there from day one. Now to answer you directly, at the outset, we talk about Vanessa Campbell. We're not going to go through it because we don't have a lot of time. I started this thing called Palace, and even coming up with the name, it's a spin-off of Peace and Love Vibration Show, right? If you check out the acronyms, Palace is P-A-L-A-S. Peace and Love Vibration Show is Peace and P-A-L-V-S. If you flip the V, you get A for academic. So that was the thought process I went through when I decided to do this. And I remember even Janice O'Shea had the suggestion that I call it PALS, Peace and Love Scholarship. And I said, no, I wanted the academic in there. Because there's several scholarships you can get. I wanted to define it as an academic scholarship. And when Dr. F came on board, we tried all different things to raise funds. We started off with 13 scholarships the first year. And today, Doc, we are at 691 scholarships, totaling $65 million Jamaican dollars. And we are hoping with this, I'm going to give you some stats, because you're the scientist. I'll give you some stats that you aren't aware because I haven't had a chance to talk with you a lot because you've been busy doing other stuff. Doc, this year we had 454 applicants from 170 schools. When we have a school nowadays, you know, probably them have about 12, 15, 50 schools the most. So you have students from all over the island hearing about Palace and the opportunities and I've been applying in droves. So this year, 170 schools, 454 scholarships, a record, applicants, a record, 260% above the last number, which was in 2019 when we had 172. Now, we said we were going to try and give 80 scholarships. We sat down as a board. I put forth a proposal. The board voted on it. We said we can try and get bring in $60,000 for 80 scholarships. So we are on the verge of see if we can push the envelope to get to 100 scholarships. That's where we are, and we appreciate you and Mr. Brown, CRS. You've been a part of this from day one. I just want to give you those stats to answer your question.
Wow. Well, talk to us, because I know there are a lot of instances that if it weren't for the effort of Palace, lots of students, especially those in the tertiary education level, would have, you know, staggered or stagnated or probably even lose their hope. Tell us a little bit, give us a little example of some of those students that has, you know, Palace definitely made an impact on their career or their lives.
Well, Dr. Eva is one of the original board members. You know them. But for listeners out there, a photo of Dr. Nicole Nation just flipped off the screen. There is Nicole Nation and Stephen Jackson from Jarrett Lane. And a big attorney down there is at TVJ. It's a brand new ask a question. All these photos are coming up. Dr. Imla Edwards, a photo just came up. Dr. Imla Edwards, three times you were part of the process to get him here. You linked up some doctors when he came here to get his shadow training with. We can go on and on. Dr. Vanessa Cruikshank, at one point she was about to drop out of school. I went to my medical doctor for when I had my physical, mentioned it, and he said, no, we can't let her drop out of school. He gave me $1,000. Her family took that as a launching pad to sell some cookies and so forth, raised an additional $250,000, and now she's giving back. And we can go on and on, a whole host of them. But the key thing is, Doc, we are here plugging away, and there are many persons who join the network of what we do this morning. Mr. Marlon Burrell, for the first time, came on and did a great job. We have Don Williams. We had Wesley Gale, new folks coming to the team. I see a photo of Cherise Graham. Hers is an amazing story of St. Thomas. Big attorney down there in Jamaica, got a evening scholarship. One point, she could not find a way, anywhere to live, and Milton Galloway pulled stuff together. So, look, it is long, it is big, but we are so grateful for, you know, this effort put together by Melissa to tie this together to make it up. Go ahead.
Wow, boy. I mean, even though I know these stories, folks, I am having chills on my eyeball, literally chills on my eyeball, because when I listen to those physicians, and here is all this is important to know, because we're only saving ourselves. A lot of us love Jamaica and our home, and we still go back to Jamaica. So can you imagine, you had some occasion to go to a hospital. Is a doctor Chukin, is a Dr. Nation, or one of them doctors that direct your care enough? So you see why it is so important. Hope you don't have to use a lawyer. We have those too. The teachers, the nurses out there, I mean, we have those. And because of the effort of who I call the hero man, and he's truly a hero man, we can have the stability. 10 years, 11th year. 11 years. A lot of organizations don't survive for that, and we are an organization that depends on donation, and it's really, really rough. Don't let us down, folks.
May I forget a little story? You mentioned something about going after. There's a gentleman called Gilbert Bellamy, attended Excelsior, big top notch down in Jamaica, right? He usually come and do the photographs for two years ago, before Emily came up here. Mr. Bellamy, father-in-law, got real ill, really, really ill, right? Went to, I think, was Spanish Town Hospital. when his father-in-law got ill, while he was there, an emergent cigar was put out, and who showed up? Just pick a guess. Not by name. A palace doctor, and guess who that was?
Oh.
Dr. Imla Edwards. So when he got there, he said, "I know you," and they're trying to decipher where they know each other from. It was from the palace event, because for 3-4 years, Mr. Bellamy usually shoot the photographs for us, and that's where he remembered Imla from.
The name.
And I said, what?
Yes.
Really, the name and the face. Yeah, because he, you know, that call that went out, Imla was the doctor who showed up to try and save this person's life. And that's why I say, you know, look, man, when I think about the myriad of stories that I've heard and just the accomplishments, look, man, that's why we have to continue to do this forever. No money in the world anybody give you can supersede what we are seeing with some of these students. And, Doc, you remember we started just with a proposal for 3 scholarships. And here we are today, 690, and we had the chairman on the board meeting the other night, and I would not be surprised if we give 100 scholarships. So we want to thank all those people who have been sending in, pouring in their donations. One individual gave 3 scholarships 2 weeks ago, and today she heard the testimony of a couple of 11 and 12 years old, and she started to well up, cry. That's what she sent to me in a private message. And supported 2 additional partner scholarships. I just got a call from someone else about an hour ago. Said they're doing 3 scholarships. So the more and more these stories are told, you know, people say, yeah, man, this is what's needed in Jamaica and throughout the world, not just Jamaica. But we do have students in the Palace program who are actually attending college over here. Take it away. We only have 4 more minutes. Go.
Boy, oh boy. I tell you here, man, standing ovation to you, standing ovation to the board, those who have stuck with it, because this is not an easy job. Anybody think this is an easy job, they better think again. In the hard for you go to plea every year to people for give you a penny. I don't know, sometimes when we have a shortfall, is you have to make your personal doctor visit them. I said, well, we're short, man, you know, we're short, man. We can't disappoint the kids. We have to come through for them. And a lot of time you dig down in that big yummy where you have here and talk somebody where last somewhere walking or some tread back where you have tie up some face near. So I too want to thank the board. I want to thank Miss Melissa, who have I know we have a gripe with her still, but for being really such stalwart and being out there and promoting the thing and make sure that Palace out there and full standing. And not only that, I want to thank you also, Iraman, the transparency that you bring to this organization, that everything is tied or tick or whatever, and everything is in order ever. So for those people sometimes who say, well, Jamaican people, you know, you do this and you do that and so on, when you look at the meetings, when you look at the boards, when you look at the books, you can just like boom, everything is in order. So don't fear that your money is not going where. We're not an organization who take 50% of your money from administration. Everything that collects go to the student, except for a little bit of here and there, you know, stuff that really have to be taken care of. So folks, this is a 501(c)(3), you're tax deductible. I mean, so every penny you put in, remember, you have the opportunity to honor a mother, a father, your school or whatever with a scholarship in your own name. For your name. Mm-hmm. For your mother's name. Mm-hmm. Anybody's mm-hmm. name. So, folks, one more time. Tell us, Rula, how them can send them dollar, $2, $10,000, anything. Tell them where them can send that for us.
Adam 10 one cent. No make no difference. All right, so folks can make a donation right now as we make way for the dynamic duo, Mr. Clifton Edwards and Scotcher Pete. You can go to Cash App, right? Cash App, the donation. You just do $PALAS1, and we've been, I just counted the number of Cash App donations coming in. They're huge. Many, many donations. There's $PALAS1, or if you want to go on the website, www.PALAS1.org, make a donation. Or if you don't want to get involved with this electronic high-tech stuff, just send a check simply to Table to Palace, PALAS, P.O. Box 5461, Alpharetta, Georgia 30023. And you can send a check whatever way you want to do it. Or you can call any one of your nearest bank and go in there and put it in Palace account. That's about it. That's why I can't believe the time went off. It's 5 o'clock, right? Still have 3-4 more hours to go. And that'll be exciting going forward.
Our folks, the thing continue right over here at CRS Radio. So we are willing. We are going along all of it because we know what it is to make sure this happens. Ira, man,
I have to put in a plug for your partner over there, Mr. Hopton Brown. Just came to the team about 2 years ago, and that man worked tirelessly as a newcomer to evaluate all the applications, and his assessment were spot on. I would give him about a 90%, close to within the tolerance that we're looking for. So, he worked very hard to get all the evaluations in, and we are pleased with him and Dr. Carl Patrick. But that's how it goes. So it's a lot of work from all different angles and ting. So big up yourself, Doc.
Love yourself, Ira, man.
So when you met my compa Virginia, come visit you. You're all over the world. I travel with your 5 PhDs. Mine, your name, remember, come get a link. I never met you yet. But forget you. All right. So, Doc. Scotch, I play you some coconut out for me. Some dry coconut. And keep that there. There, Nick. We have to go. Thank you so much.
All right, get up. Hey, we're going to continue with the big show here. That was the man, Mr. Ruler Brown,
right,
the Ira Man.
Thank you so much. That's way back here, because sometimes she comes with some ideas for things to do. I mean, I said, that me alone can't do them things there. I listen to the transparency. I want things work. Me, so I said, not going to work. You know me already. Me know. I hold back. Coming up, the dynamic duo, Scotch and Pee. Clifton Edwards, you have dollars coming in. You think we ain't the dollars yet? Wait till we go to do this too, gentlemen. I have to go do a little thing now. All right.
Yes.
Oh, me, I'm going to do this now. I forget,
Yes, again. You're overwhelmed.
Then, folks, we can bring those two folks up.
Yeah, well, CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, of course, in the place where Palace, we kind of grow idea, we grow hopes, and if you can imagine it here, the partnership, the synergistic partnership we have here with our listeners.
I tell people, 2 million new friends we have, and the two of them are coming on par here, Yes, all the things set up, 2 million new friends we have. And they're coming up right now. Scotch and Pete and the big man. Clifton Edwards.
Big up myself, Mr. Clifton Edwards. Never know you're a millionaire. We probably can't get a call. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Brown, over there on the side. I hope you're not sleeping over there. Mr. HD. Hey, folks, 661-467-2407, the number to call in. Make sure you go to the website, www.palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org.
The dynamic duo, man. Two birds in them.
Finally.
And Clifton Edwards.
Finally. Yes, yes, folks. Doing some, you know, engineering thing there at the back, making sure the millionaire folks over there, hoping to bring in a couple of millions for the folks, the young folks in Jamaica. We are talking about people who are the 29 subjects from my barn. I never hear this. I know whatever I drink or eat. I was in the yellow yam or the orange, the fruit or the ackee. When they are grown, they never have them brain power inside the other. She left me every time I could Jamaica because I can't remember a thing now. So, I'm going to go back to Jamaica and get some brain power one more time. Serious Radio Caribbean Radio Show is Dr. M on the mic. And, of course, this evening we are another annual palace getting to make dreams come true. That's what we do here. Serious Radio Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. We're going to play one big, big tune. This one was dedicated and performed by Miss China Nicole, and it was donated to the
this
palace call. So,
Scott Jaffee alongside the Bridget
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, Scott Jaffee. China Nicole, here Yes, they will soar. That is the big lady, none other than the big lady, Miss China Nicole. And this song was donated to the Palace Foundation, and all proceeds from this song goes towards the scholarship. That's what we're talking about. So sometimes it's not money, but you have something as valuable as this, and that is what we're talking about. So sometimes, you know, people can give their time and services, and talking about that, when you see a palace flyer comes out there, even if you cannot make a monetary donation, you can push this thing so we can go viral, because a lot of people still out there don't know about palace. Things are growing, and it's through this great media that we can just push and share. I mean, can make a big difference. This is Sirius Radio Caribbean Radio Show, and we're talking about the Palace Marathon Telethon Marathon. We started out this morning, 9 o'clock, and for those who were just coming on, we had the Era Man himself, Mr. Ruler Brown, on earlier on, talking about the successes of this program. Started by him, his vision, and out of a not too good a situation, had a show some years ago, many years ago, because this palace program is now in its 11th year. So you can know about 13 years ago, the show, a young lady was listening in, a big fan of the show at the time. And he didn't see her for a couple of weeks. So when he inquired, she was brutally murdered. Young girl, just 18-year-old, brutally murdered. If, a lot of you might have heard about the story over in the one, the causeway there, over that side in Jamaica. And because of that, he started the Palace Peace and Love Scholarship Program, which is now in its 11th year. We talk about $65 million in scholarship. We had a mammoth 454 people applying for scholarship this year. Unfortunately, we can't give not even half of them scholarship, because the scholarship depends on, we don't have grants or anything, so the scholarship depends on your making a contribution. So you understand what I'm talking about. And I know you do. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. It is Dr. Ev right here on the mic. And it is our annual radiothon for the Palace Foundation. And all of the proceeds collected here goes to Jamaica struggling students. Yeah, that's who I'm talking about, the Jamaican struggling students. So I want to big up all of you who have made a contribution over the years. I want to really, really send my gratitude out to you, because without you, this program would not. I wouldn't be here talking about Paris now if it weren't for your contribution. So continue to make that contribution, please. Today is really, really important. 450 scholarship. Oh, we're looking only to give 100 scholarship. And you're saying 350 scholarship. 350 students will not be able to get a scholarship. Not because you're not qualified, but because we don't have the money. Simple don't have the funds in order to support them. Right? So every little bit counts, even $1, that's what counts. It's not going to our pocket. Nothing goes into our pocket. This is a federal government organization, so you can look at the books. I mean, any minute, any hour of the day, you can look at the testimonies from those people who over the years has benefited from this organization. So you can put your trust in. You know, you can definitely know that every penny that you're putting in goes towards helping somebody in Jamaica. This is an organization of integrity and transparency. So if you have, you should not have a problem making the donation, because we have everything on social media. I mean, every person that was awarded a scholarship. So, you know, feel encouraged by this and knowing that you would make a difference in a person's life, in a young person's life in Jamaica. Now, without you, without their, you wouldn't be able to help. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do anything. All right, gonna play another big tune,
when
and we're gonna come back to you.
I want to be a doctor. I want to be a midwife. I want to be an inventor.
Our marathon power radiothon 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. If you'd like to know a little bit more about Palace, go to the webpage www.palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org. Gonna be eating you up with some other sweet, delicious music while you go to the phone and make a donation. www.palas1.org. www.palas1.org. That's the website to go to. You'll have a lot of information there. You'll be able to see a lot of what we do over the last 11 years. That's what we're talking about. We're making it happen because of your donation. Yeah, that's the reason why we're still around, because you make an impact. So we're asking you to do the same again this year. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407 is the number to call in and do your thing. You know what to do. Hanker it down for us. Take it at home. 100 scholarship this year. We had 450 people who have applied for scholarship, but unfortunately, we're only able to do just about a little tiny itty-bitty bit of that, which is about 100 scholarship. Come on, that hurts. That really, really hurts. We depend on you. Those of you who have friends and family who would like to put together an honorary scholarship in the name of a mama, papa, you're just about anything you want to honor, or anyone you want to honor, your business place. You remember, it's totally, totally tax deductible. All of your contribution is totally tax deductible, right? Give me a call. Talk to me. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know that you're hearing. Let me know that you didn't make a donation today. And every single penny counts. So it's not going to have to be a mortgage on off the house. You don't have to lose a mortgage payment. $1, $2, $3, $4, $5. A full scholarship is only $350 for a high school student, $700 for a secondary, tertiary student like Cass and University of the West Indies, et cetera, et cetera. So you can get together with a group of friends and make this happen. You can get together with family, make it happen. Those of you who are in the church environment, you can give one, ask the pastor to make a special collection or contribution for Palace. I mean, we're saving our lives, we're saving our own life. And Jamaica is so small that everybody is somebody, cousin, uncle, auntie, grandmother, great-grandmother, granny, everybody in Nigeria. So if somebody gets a scholarship for Jamaica, consider it that you're giving a scholarship to your family member. Absolutely. And, you know, this is no exaggeration at all. You know, you're giving a scholarship to your grandmother, your great-grandmother, pick me, your uncle, pick me, your auntie, pick me, your cousin, your nephew. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. The number to call in. Chat to me a little bit. You know, I always like hearing from you. Gonna hear from a lady, a real, real wonderful lady, Miss Jojo Mack. Jalob. Give you some love in here. 661-467.
Jalob, Jalob. Need a blessing. Look at the world today. Our youths are going astray. They don't know their history. They don't know their calling. It's time.
with a golden stool. We hear you calling. Teach them their history. Teach them to love and be free. Teach them that God's love is truly amazing. Look at the world today. People don't even pray. They shun their history. They ignore their cause. Women of Africa, stand up. Strong women, women of Jamaica, stand up. Strong women, women of America, stand up. Strong women, women of the world, stand up.
Now is the time for us to show love to our brothers and sisters of the world. Come together as one.
Women of Africa, stand up. Strong women, women of Jamaica, stand up. Strong women, women of America, stand up. Strong women, women of the world, stand up. We hear you.
So I want to say big love to you. That was Miss JoJo Max, Strong Woman. Hey, I mean, that is big time history there. I'm talking about the strong woman in Jamaica. I think that Jamaican women are the backbone of that country. Think about your granny, wash them clothes in at them time. If you're a certain age, you remember. And people have whittle in them finger, Lord. And what them say, them finger bite them because of the chemicals in those hard casket soda that just, oh, gosh, I get chills. When we think about the woman them who really shaped the backbone of this country, and a lot of times we don't give them the praise and the glory. It's rough. Serious Radio Caribbean Radio Show. It is Dr. M on the mic, and it is our annual radiothon for Palace Scholarship. We talk about 454 students who applied for scholarship this year. We're not able to even give 100. Just about 80 scholarship. We're trying to make it to 100. So you can help us. Make a donation at www.palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org. Call me, talk to me. Let me know you do something, man. I want to hear from you. I'm here in the chat room, and folks are chatting away. And we have about 30 minutes on the downside or on the upside of the show. So talk to me, call in and talk to me and, you know, let me know what's on your side and how you can help us. Also, tomorrow night, we're going to be doing another special project I have, the Crescent Crescent Primary School, for those of you who are from the Spanish Town area, know about Crescent. If you were there in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, a latter part of the 90s, we're talking about when the lady called Babylon, Miss Irvin, was there. And the great work, the immortal work that she did with that school and did on the lives of people like myself. When I talk about poverty, I cannot stress that enough, and how if it wasn't because of Mrs. Irvin, probably I wouldn't be here with you hearing my voice now, because it was tough. It was tough. It was tough like rock stone. It was tough, not nothing, as whatever it is. Serious seriousness. So we have an opportunity to give forward. We have an opportunity to change some young person's life. We have an opportunity to create hope. We have an opportunity to break the back of poverty for at least one child, at least one. And that's what you want. If everybody do one, hey, then we wouldn't have no problem. We would have other kind of problem, but not this kind of problem. So get to the phone line. CRS Radio is the champion when it comes on to Palace. CRS Radio is a champion for Jamaican charity. Crescent School, we're coming from you for you. We talk about, at the top of the hour, we're talking about from New Leaf Crescent School, we have three picnics sitting on one bench. Still happening. We want to change that. With your help, we can change it. We're going to have the principal coming on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Mr. Harris Francis, who is now the principal, we have established a super great relationship. He is absolutely motivated to, when hearing of the history of the school and the great Babylon, Mrs. M.L. Irvin, he wants to help us as the alumni just bring back the school or bring forward the school. Because, you know, a lot of times school get neglected, and it up to the past students to really, when they get out and they make it, quote unquote, to come back and say, hey, this is my institution. You have helped to shape my life, and I'm going to pay it forward and help to shape some other young person's life. So tune in tomorrow. Jamaica, if you're tuning in from Jamaica, I think you wear the same time now on Eastern Standard Time. Any other part of the country, it's Eastern Time. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407 is the number to call in. Join us over the chat room and say hello to me. And then go to www.palas, the number one, and then .org. Right there you will see a whole history of what Palace has been doing over the past 11 years. So join me. I don't know how to say I don't know how to beg anymore. Let me know that somehow, you know, this message reaches you and you're able to finally just say, all right, you know, we're going to do a thing. Ms. Marjorie Hilton, as classmate of mine, I'm telling you, is over, and I'm not telling you, not that I am scared of age and all of that kind of stuff, but, I'm just going to keep that private. But we haven't seen each other for decade on top of decade on top of decade on top of decade. Are you counting? We haven't seen each other and are heard from each other. Well, you know, people are always trying to connect to their past, and I'm telling you, We started chatting the other night after we finally got connected through another classmate. And we spoke, listen, we spoke from 10:20 to 6:38 the following morning. That's what I'm talking about. This is how much history Crescent has. This is so much foundation. This is so much of my life, her life, and many others. That you just say you have this much to talk about, this much to catch up on, and we haven't touched the service yet. So part of our old getting together as an organization, we are getting out there. Mr. Brown, Mr. Alton Brown, has visited the school, and we have adopted him as I call them Crescenters. Adapt them as Crescent, and we are able to get some information out there, and we'll be able to chat a little bit. CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, if you'd like to chat with us, give us a call at 661-467-2407. That's the number to call in. I'm going to play another big tune from Miss Natasha Stream, Let Them Live. I want to take a good listen to this one.
Say I'm a future. Helping you play. You get no use so far. No money now run. What can stop the violence with them put down the gun? Money now them pocket and the crime gone down. Show them a way of to get out of the slump. Cause them want only for riches. Every ghetto youth want to be out there. No come from no poor background. Can't teach them that no more. Cause them know what life says. They need equal opportunities. Proper education facilities. So they can help their families. You say I'm a teacher. Life so hard and the money now run. And poverty lead them astray. Them say crime no pay. But you pay some and it cost some life. They don't care where it's coming from. Get to that life. That's the norm. Yeah. But I tell you, put on the gun. What you live by, you die by. Go have some fun.
Miss Natasha Street, that's a big one. Let them live. Sarah's Radio Caribbean Radio Show. Your host this evening, Dr. Ev. Some big show coming up. Also coming up later date, Mr. HKP. He also going to do a big show down there in Hampton, Virginia. Passionate also about what we do here at CRS Radio. And part of the proceed from his concert, he's going to be generously donating some to the Crescent thing right here on CRS Caribbean Radio Show. So, hey, we have a lot of good, wonderful friends, which we depend on you. If it weren't for you guys, we would not be here chatting. All right. So we are so thankful for you. We are just so grateful for your passion for what we do, your caring, and that means a lot to every individual child in Jamaica. As a poor kid coming out of Jamaica, boy, you get to... Let me tell you something. I remember getting one pencil. We usually call it Letty. Well, you got one lead, well, it's lead pencil because it has that little thing in there which is lead covered by that, you know, wood thing where you have to put it in the sharpener or you use your knife and sharpen it. To get a sharpener, it's luxury. So you have to use like a knife and sharpen it, and you have to get your skills together to make sure you don't cut off the whole of the pencil before you get a pointed part of it too, right? So I remember, well, you usually have to write with some lead pencil, one little nunk. It sharped down such so one little bump. A little bump of pencil. So when you all get one lead pencil with one rub upon it, oh my God, have mercy. Ooh. Just remember in those days, just get one whole pencil with rubber upon it for yourself. Come on. Think about all of these things that you guys who have your kids here and some of the things that these kids complain about or they demand that you give to them. Think about how you grow up and how you had to really appreciate the things you get. You get them on your exercise, exercise book as compared to the, you know, the folder with the leaves, and you had to buy the folder leaves and stick it, open up the little round thing, whatever they call, and put your folder leaf in there. You appreciate every bit of those things as new things, getting off to school in September, and you get one like a new shoes or a crepe for the most part. I want like a bag. A lot of us never have bag. We couldn't afford that. Our parents couldn't afford that. We carry our book them in our hand. Carry book them. Book bag? What is that? Oh, we don't know nothing about them someday. And now, boy, these kids nowadays, you talking about you buying them a bag, it better be some designer bag for how much, $100. Because most of these kids are not going to appreciate it. Oh, mom, it's a fashion thing. Oh, dad, it's a fashion thing. Or auntie, whoever gives them this thing. So it's sometimes not even about the learn as much about the fashion and the statement that goes with the fashion and to be belonging to a group. Life and things have changed. When me shine up from a barefoot for God's school, nobody now look from your foot and say, why? Your toenail, them look green, or your foot don't shape too bad. Your instep high or whatever. I can't even imagine. Oh, nowadays you look at your shoes and you look at your Clarks or your Nike or your Reebok or something like that for $100, $200, $300, $400. And that is thing. But yeah, we're $500 shoes and making distraction for the most part in class. And kids coming out not really as attentive as what we used to be with our coconut oil foot and our beer foot. Things were different, a lot different. I mean, whole lot different. And I wish I could talk to some of you guys, chatting in there in the chat room, you know, looking at Mike. Yes, I know I'm right. I really know. I know I'm right about that. 661-467-2407. The 661-467-2407. The number to call in if you want to chat live with me, or, you know, you can make a pledge as well. 661-467-2407. And just give me a call. You know how it goes. Yeah, same cycle. 661-467-2407. Let me hear from you. I'm going to play a little bit more music. Some of these music here, most of them were donated by the artist for the occasion. This one is from Miss Sharon Corinthian, and it says, "My Brother's Keeper." Very good.
My Brother's Keeper. Change starts with one. One thought, one idea. One determination. With the faith to take a leap and the will to take a stand, believing that yes, I can. But no man is an island. No man stands alone. At times, it takes a village to bring the point home. The tree cannot bear good fruit on its own. Consequently, we shall all reap what we've sown. Palace affords us the opportunity to form a new generation, one of peace and love. However, it all starts with one. You, me, without prejudice, the philosophy, one God, one aim, one destiny. Our future depends on it, one way or another. Let's show the world that I am the keeper of my brother. Calling my Jamaicans and the proud people of the Caribbean, for out of many, we are one. Let's come together strong. We must lend a helping hand. Let's accept the challenge in preserving young minds for posterity. A good education is the key. Let's invest in our future, our children, our community. Remember, a vacant mind is a terrible waste. Help us, help them, fill that empty space. Preventing them from being left behind, headed for a life sentence, death, or doing hard times, lost in a world of violence and crime. Let our actions be more effective than our tongue. Come on, my people.
You know what, guys? I somebody say you have to take this back up to the top, Dr. Ev. We're going to do that, Miss Corinthians, my brother's keeper. I want to take a listen to this and give me a call.
Start with one. One thought. One idea, one determination. With the faith to take a leap and the will to take a stand, believing that yes, I can. But no man is an island, no man stands alone. At times, it takes a village to bring the point home. The tree cannot bear good fruit on its own. Consequently, we shall all reap what we've sown. Palace affords us the opportunity to form a new generation, one of peace and love. However, it all starts with one. You, me, without prejudice, the philosophy, one God, one aim, one destiny. Our future depends on it, one way or another. Let's show the world that I am the keeper of my brother. Calling my Jamaicans and the proud people of the Caribbean. For out of many, we are one. Let's come together strong. We must lend a helping hand. Let's accept the challenge in preserving young minds for posterity. A good education is the key. Let's invest in our future, our children, our community. Remember, a vacant mind a terrible waste. Help us, help them, fill that empty space, preventing them from being left behind, headed for a life sentence, death, or doing hard times, lost in a world of violence and crime. Let our actions be more effective than our tongue. Come on, my people, let's show them how it's done. Our future depends on it, one way or another. Let's show the world that I am the keeper of my brother. Let's invest in our children, for they are the future. I am my brother's keeper. Are you?
My brother's keeper. I'm sure that one resonates with you. This is Theorist Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, and your host this evening, Dr. M. I'm going to be on tomorrow at about 8 p.m. Talking to you about Crescent. You know, so if you're a Crescenter, you need to be online tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Give us a call then at 661-467-2407. Want to reach out to some of the big fans and classmates right there at the Crescent Alumni Association. Miss Marjorie Ellis, Miss Claudette McDonald, some of my favorite person. Miss Hyacinth Mitu, Dad's Mitu. Oh my goodness, I so honor you guys for reaching out. I just had the opportunity for welcoming Dad's Mitu, the first for one of those desks I was talking to you about, three people sitting on a desk. We're going to change that to one person, one desk, make it more personalized. And probably, hey, who knows, that may change a lot for some kids. You can imagine if you're sitting in the middle or if you're sitting at the end, either end. You're going to get pushed off with some. So if somebody's really bigger than you and if you're in the middle, you're going to be getting squashed. And if you don't like the people who are either you're on your left or right, oh, my gosh, then you're in living hell, sanguine between hell. So let us make that happen, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. It is the number to call in. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern Time is what we're talking about. We're going to be having as our special guest, the principal, the now principal at Crescent Primary School. Now we were Crescent All Age. Now it's now Crescent Primary. It's going to be. So this is going to be a wonderful thing. So bring your memories and bring your fun. Just here, have your pen and paper on the project that we're going to be working on. And let's have some fun and let's get to work. Let's make a difference, folks. 661-467-2407 is that number to call. And you're listening to CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, The Knowledge Station. And of course, this is yours truly, your one and only, Dr. M. Yes, big up, Ira, man. I want to say big up to Mr. Terry Reed. I don't know where he is. His him just kind of dropped me like hot kick. Hot kick. Tried to call him. Him don't even peek at me. So I don't know what is the problem. Always here engineering and make sure everything happens. For us here at CRS Radio, all right? That's it. We have about 5 minutes on the upside of the show. Just want to just make sure just honor everyone, all of you listening in for the years. I want to honor Mr. H. Brown, Mr. Hopeton Brown, HB, all of the hosts on the program. We want to honor you for your time here spent and, you know, trying to get the words out there, the word, the words, the mission, of Palace of Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, what we do to try and help. It's tough. It's tough to literally beg folks, but if that's what you have to do to keep the mission going, then that's what you have to do. You see what I'm saying? That's what you have to do. I'm not ashamed of it. You know, I'm certainly not ashamed of it. Let's take a little small break and come right
back. It's that time again. The Peace and Love Academic Scholarship, Palace for short, is holding its fourth annual international 12-hour telethon to raise funds for education in Jamaica and the Caribbean. It all happens on Saturday, July 17th from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern. But we need your help to provide 80 scholarships this year. Visit palaceone.org to see the success stories and to make your tax-deductible donations. We thank you so much.
Yeah, we thank you. This is another year wrapping up. We're still going to be here. We still need your help. We still need your assistance. I mean, more than ever, this year is going to, it is hard. It's tough like rock stone. It is terribly tough. A lot of young ladies, you know, instead of school over the past year, is a family that got started. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't have to go into that because that is, it's rough and hard to even think about. So let us do what we can be, be what we can be for them because they're depending on us. Hey, I want to take you out of here for the night, 661-467-2407. Join us tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. HB. I know we didn't get a chance to connect much. I want to thank the Era Man, Mr. Ruler Brown. And Ruler Brown, they'll be going up to 9 o'clock tonight. So you can go over the Ruler Brown network and hear some more of the great story and the accomplishment of some of the students who have gotten some assistance from Palace. Join me here tomorrow at 8 p.m. right here on Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio. Now you're going to make them love tonight. Take care of the one you're loving and make some darn good love. And be just wonderful. Meet me back here tomorrow night. All right, going to take us out, Miss JoJo Mack and Tanisha McKenzie. I Am Woman. Big, big number one song.
Still need someone to hold my hand.